All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And every week we talk about issues dealing with mental health from a very holistic perspective, which means body, mind, and spirit. And the focus being the need for balance. Balance in our lives, balance in the work that we do on ourselves. And speaking of the spiritual aspect of things, tonight's topic actually is something I call the Society of Earth Angels. It's about the importance of service and volunteerism and how it supports the health and well-being of individuals as well as a community. And I'll have a guest on later. His name is Tom Rollison. He's the founder of the Dream Foundation, which provides provides wishes for people, for adults actually, who have been diagnosed with terminal illness, and much like the Make-A-Wish Foundation for children, this is something that offers support for families and for the adults. But let's talk about angels for a minute. And I don't suppose too many therapists actually talk about angels in their sessions, but I happen to be one. One of those therapists, as well as one of those angels, I believe. From the time I was a young child, I've had a sense of things, a sense that I was here for something bigger, that I had a sense of what was going on around me in the world. I knew that other adults as well as other kids had a sense of me as a balance. Even adults would come to me with, even my parents would come to me with questions and what were my opinion, even when I was a young child. And I believe that all of us are what I call earth angels. Basically, an earth angel to me is a being in human form that is here to be a guide, to help everyone else wake up to their own inner power, their own earth angelhood, through service, through understanding that we have choices. We could struggle, we can attack one another, we can live in fear, or we can go for solution, and the solution always being love, and how do we support one another. And that's what earth angels are about. Some of us are born into the world much more conscious of something. Now, very often when we are young children and have that, one of two things often happens. The adults around us understand and know something's going on and support it and embrace it and encourage the energy in this child. And then there are adults that are threatened by it, scared of it. They don't understand it. And very often these are the situations where people end up in children end up in very abusive situations. So tonight we're talking about earth angels. And I'm going to tell you about one in my own family, my nephew, Max. He right now is 14 years old, but when he was 8 years old, you know, my brother and sister-in-law are financially well off, and Max, you know, gets the toys he wants and stuff, and as his uncle, and him being at that time my only nephew, I wanted to do something different for his birthday. So I was visiting New York at the time, And we were in the living room. My dad and stepmoms and my brother and sister-in-law were there, and Max was there, and he was turning 8. And I said, Max, what would you do if I gave you $20 for your birthday? And he thought for a minute, and he said, well, there's something I'm saving for. I probably would put it towards that. Now, for an 8-year-old even to think in terms of saving, I thought was kind of interesting. But I said to him, I'm not going to give you $20. I'm going to give you $60. But you have to give 40 of it away in order to keep the 20. You have to give two $20 bills to someone or something that may need it more than you do. Now, my brother looks at me a little strangely, and my sister-in-law has this grin going ear to ear, and I have the sense of who Max is, and I know that he is an amazing soul. And even at 8, I think he understood it. So he asked me a couple of questions, and I answered them, and we kind of dropped it. And I went back to L.A., and a number of weeks go by, and basically I'd said to him, when you decide where the other two $20 bills are going to, you call me and I'll send you the three $20 bills and you make sure that they go where you want them to go. So a few weeks go by and I call my sister-in-law and I said I hadn't heard anything about his birthday gift. And she said, actually, it's funny you should ask, because just yesterday he came in from school and he said, I want to call Uncle Stuart, because I decided what I want to do with the other two $20 bills. And she told me that $20, he had a friend his own age that was diagnosed with, I think was leukemia, some form of leukemia, and he wanted $20 to help save his friend for research. And the other $20, he said some people had come into his school, they live in Syosset, Long Island, and the Long Island AIDS Foundation came into his elementary school to talk to them about AIDS and stuff, and he came home that day and he said, I want to give the other $20 to people with AIDS. Now, at 8 years old, he really didn't know a lot of the work that I had been doing since I live across the country, and it was very touching and moving for me. But this was a consciousness of charity and philanthropy that he really got, and it was easy for him to get. And I think a lot of adults underestimate children's ability to really know and understand what giving is about as opposed to getting. It's my birthday. What are you going to give me? You know, it's Christmas or Hanukkah. What are you going to give me? They're very conscious beings, if we can encourage it and if we can do by example. Earth angels come in all forms, adults, children. And there's a book that I have called For Love of Angels by Katrina Freed and Melanie Random. And in there they actually defined angels. Angel is from the Greek word angelos. A translation of the Hebrew word malach, originally meaning messenger. And in human form, that's exactly what I'm talking about, that earth angels are messengers. They're here to help people open to possibilities, to inspire others, to help make this world a more comfortable, pleasant, and loving place. I've been collecting articles for years about particularly children who are doing amazing things. And about a year ago before Thanksgiving, there was news shows and stuff. There was a brother and sister from Massachusetts, and I couldn't find the article. But they saw a homeless family before Thanksgiving and convinced their parents to buy a turkey for them and do all this other stuff. Well, this brother and sister ended up starting a nonprofit where every year they collect, I think, thousands of turkeys that get distributed around Massachusetts for the homeless. And they were, I think, like 9 and 11 when they started doing this, which to me is amazing. Oprah Winfrey, within the last year, actually had a show about children making a difference. And she had a number of kids on, and there was a guy named Ryan Tripp, who was 14, who rode 19,000 miles on a lawnmower, mowing all 50 state capitals in order to promote awareness of organ and tissue donation. 14-year-old. Deanna Durrett, launching a sting operation in her home state of Kentucky against cigarette vending machines. And she was 13 when she started that. She started this thing called Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. There was another kid on that show called Stephanie Taylor who raised $3,000 to buy bulletproof vests for canine units. It goes on and on. The list is just amazing. These are children. Children who see something that needs to be done, and rather than saying, it's too much work, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, they just say that there's no fear, there's nothing blocking them. And this is the inspiration that I see in Earth Angels. Okay? They exist in the world to wake us up. It's something that I've always seen in others, and I think, in fact, I know a lot of the clients that I end up working with are people very much like this. It just seems like when you're open to it, it's like these are the people that show up in your life. And I know that, you know, part of my job as a therapist is to help people become more aware of their own inner power, how to access it, and how to find joy in what that power can really do in the world. What kind of sense of purpose do they really have? How unhappy are they with the jobs that they have, and what would really bring them joy? And this is what Earth Angels are about. I've actually have a domain name called societyofearthangels.com, and the goal of it, it's being created actually right now, I've been working on it for a while, is to actually create an international database of service that people are doing throughout the world. There'll be a registration page for children and teenagers in terms of the things that they do, and it could be from, a boy or girl that mows the elderly neighbor's lawn just because it needs to be done and doesn't get paid for it. It could be some of these other kids we've been mentioning. There'll be pages for adults to be registering on in terms of projects that are going on or simple things that people do, even in the context of their own home, their own block, for a neighbor, and a place for people to honor others who they appreciate for what they've done for them. So hopefully this, when the funding's there and all the legal things are ironed out, the societyofearthangels.com will be a place where if someone in Phoenix wants to start doing some volunteer work, they could go in there, do a search, and see who's doing what in their own community. Or if someone has an idea that they want to get started, they could do a search on the site so that they could see who else elsewhere in the world is already doing something similar so they could start networking and start supporting one another and create a web of this kind of energy in whatever the project is they're doing. So tonight we're talking about volunteerism and service. There's been a lot of research that actually shows how being of service to others actually improves one's physical health as well as one's mental health. It improves our immune system functioning. It improves our mental health, our sense of joy, our clarity, our lightness. But particularly in terms of medical issues, it's been shown that when we get out of our own stuff and our service to others, there's an improvement in people's immune systems. So this is all food for thought, and certainly food for discussion when we get back. And when we get back, I'll introduce you to Tom Rollison. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Learn how you can profit in today's volatile stock market by attending a free trade secret seminar. Learn the little-known strategies professional floor traders use to reduce risk and increase profits. You'll learn strategies most brokers don't know. For reservations, call 800-891-4242. Attend and learn how you can trade stocks like Dell, Intel, Microsoft with only $1 a share at risk. Protect stocks and mutual funds from market downturns. Make large monthly returns on small moves in a stock. Profit whether a stock goes up or down. Make a full-time income trading in only 4 to 6 hours per week. Plus, recoup losses due to market downturns. For reservations to this totally free seminar, call 800-891-4242. This could be the most profitable 3 hours of your life. Seating is limited. You must call now for reservations at 800-891-4242. The stock market is risky and not suitable for all investors.
Attend this free seminar on November 19th at the Radisson Resort and Spa in Scottsdale. Call 800-891-4242.
Have you received a copy of the current Desert Shamrock? The Desert Shamrock is Arizona's only Irish paper serving the Celtic community. It was founded in 1990 and covers news in Ireland as well as news and local events in the Irish communities of Arizona. Additionally, you will find Irish book reviews and Irish music reviews, Irish sports, the Irish in America, updates on the progress of the Irish Cultural Center, the Shamrock calendar, and the Celtic directory of all the organizations around the state. For a complimentary copy, call 602-242-3203. Soon you will find www.ZesertShamrock.com. But for now, go to www.PhoenixIrishFestival.com and click on sponsors and then click on the Shamrock.
The Meadow serves individuals seeking treatment for and recovery from toxic and abusive living. Primary care at The Meadows is specifically designed for each person as a holistic program. This intensive treatment is 12-step based. You are in good hands at The Meadows. The Meadows has a history of helping people recover successfully. Call today, 1-800-THE-MEADOWS. Visit the website, www.TheMeadows.org. The Meadows, where recovery becomes reality.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight's topic on Tell the Truth Faster is Society of Earth Angels, Service and Volunteerism, How It Supports the Health and Well-Being of Individuals and the Community. And my guest tonight is somebody I've known for a few years now. His name is Tom Rollerson. He's the founder and president of the Dream Foundation. And just so happens I got their newsletter yesterday, so I'm going to read their mission statement. It says, "Our mission is to enhance the quality of life for individuals and families battling terminal illness. Our goal is to ensure that no adult whose life will end prematurely due to a terminal illness will pass from this earth without realizing one final wish from the heart." Welcome, Tom.
Well, hi, Stuart.
Glad you could join us tonight.
Thank you.
I know there has been an angel in your life that actually motivated the founding of the Dream Foundation. Why don't you briefly talk to us about how the Dream Foundation came into being how you experience angels supporting your efforts.
Well, I have to begin saying you are one of my angels, and I am blessed to have been inspired in my life by many angels, and it probably begins far before the founding of the Dream Foundation, with all those people that have loved me. We have a hard time sometimes in this society, people identifying or using the term angels, those that may not want or fear to tap in to their own spirituality, and we can identify angels in many other terms. But as you say, angels, earth angels, are messengers, and messengers are those who inspire us. And my angels begin early in my childhood by family influences, certainly my mother being one of them. My mother passed away at a very early age. However, in her life, she demonstrated her commitment to community and her commitment to humanity in servitude. And I often remembered stories, although I didn't know my mother closely because she was ill and she passed away when I was young. I would hear stories at how Christmas she would bring children who did not have parents or were from the orphanage and bring them at Christmas and give them gifts and have Santa arrive and let them know they are loved and that they were special. And although she physically was not present in my life, my mother, she emotionally and spiritually was present and one of my angels and often reminded me that we receive so much more when we give so much more, that to give is to receive. And I think beginning with my mother, I started to identify how angels could make my life more meaningful. And often in my work as the founder of the Dream Foundation, simply by the title of being founder, I am credited with being extraordinary. The reality is that we are all extraordinary, and we need to claim that. You talk about children being able to identify their ability to make a difference and their ability to love unconditionally. And as adults, we think at times, oh, it's too late to make a difference. It's too late to do something extraordinary. The wonderful gift in life is every day we're given a new chance to do something extraordinary. With every sunrise, we are given a new day to reach out and touch another life, to pay a compliment to someone that could inspire their day or change their day around. And although I can't own being extraordinary, I could own being an earth angel. And if my life or the choices I make in a single day can inspire another, I can own that. And so I'm grateful to be given a position and to be giving an opportunity in my work with the Dream Foundation to perhaps inspire others to make a difference and many times serve as a conduit in bringing people together. Mm-hmm. I was caring for a loved one prior to founding the Dream Foundation and desperate to enhance the quality of his final days on Earth, and medicine and research had failed. And Tim expressed a simple wish, and it gave me an opportunity to do something at a time I felt I could not do anything. And I started to call around and found in the process that there was no organization to grant the final wishes of adults. Although many organizations existed to grant the wishes of children, there was nothing for adults. And I felt that any human being, regardless of age, deserved to have their dreams and wishes listened to and acknowledged. And I recognized how it empowered me at a time where I felt no power to do something.
Well, let me interrupt you there for a minute, and we're going to talk more about that power and the connection that you and Tim have when we come back after this break. So everybody, please stay tuned and feel free to call in. We will be taking calls when we get back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website, at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Is your business or organization stalled on the information superhighway? If your competition is cruising right along, you've got some catching up to do. You need to call the Knowledge Sculptors. Founded in 1988, the Knowledge Sculptors provide services in the areas of internet technology, consulting, systems integration, maintenance, production support, management, and re-engineering issues. Joe Chizmerick, the CEO of the Knowledge Sculptors, has over 20 years of experience in information technology and expertise in various industries and computer platforms. Joe Chizmerick has taught, lectured, and consulted on the use of computers and information technology. The Knowledge Sculptors serves companies in manufacturing, sales, distribution, insurance, finance, and communications. The Knowledge Sculptors can help lead your business or organization into the 21st century. Call today, 1-800-635-7703. That's 1-800-635-7703.
Hi, folks. I'm Dennis Weaver. Maybe you remember me from Gunsmoke, McCloud, Lonesome Dove, or Duel. But starting on the 27th of October, I'm playing the most important role of my life. I'm teaming up with BMW, Chrysler, Toyota, and Michelin to road test alternative fuel cars from L.A. to Las Vegas, emphasizing clean, inexhaustible hydrogen. With the technology we have now, we can eliminate our dependency on foreign oil, increase our miles per gallon, and once again breathe clean air. Let's drive hydrogen home. For more information, call the Institute of Economics at 970-626-3820 or toll-free 866-RADIO-99. That's 970-626-3820. Or toll-free 866-RADIO-99.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking with Tom Rollison, founder and president of the Dream Foundation. And our topic actually is about angels, but particularly a concept, which is, I mean, the word itself, earth angels, is certainly not something I coined. It's been used in a lot of contexts, you know, by a lot of people in a lot of books and stuff, but the Society of Earth Angels is just a consciousness of service in the world, on the planet, and, you know, how we identify people who have that consciousness. And our guest tonight, Tom Rollison, is certainly one of those people with a consciousness about service. And you were talking about that power that people get from being of service, and before the break, and in particular, I mean, you said something that immediately got my attention, and it's about giving and receiving. Because, you know, you said when you're providing something for someone else or doing something that is really necessary, and like the things your mother did for the children, being in the presence of somebody who is on the receiving end of something that you're offering. Very often, to really do this consciously is to be able sometimes to be able to do it anonymously and not need the thank you, but to be able to rely on just the smile that somebody has on their face because of something that they just received or experienced, to me, is what stimulates our immune system when we're doing this sort of stuff. You get what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We, I often am asked, as working with terminally ill adults, is it depressing? Is it painful? And I never feel that way because I feel like Santa Claus every day. When you can go into a dark or a situation that is full of fear and uncertainty and you could bring light and you could bring joy, it's the greatest feeling in the world, and the work becomes addicting. To give a compliment and see their smile, it's great that you made someone smile, but it also feels great that you were capable, you were able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think my work is completely selfless, but there's a selfish side. There's a selfish side that I love being important to someone else's life.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to touch and support and love and help someone. And it comes right back to you. You give and you receive a thank you, or you receive a smile, or you just see the difference it makes in someone,
mm-hmm.
and that's what carries you through your own challenges and your own day. So to give is to receive,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time we receive far more. I have dream recipients who say, thank you, I can never thank you enough, and I can never thank them enough. I can never thank them for giving me the opportunity. We often are scared to ask for help, and we don't recognize it. Very, very likely we're giving someone an opportunity to help, and that
mm-hmm.
is a gift in itself. When I began the Dream Foundation, I didn't have the resources to manifest the number of wishes and requests we were receiving from adults nationally. But I believe that if people knew that someone else needed help, they would respond. Perhaps they didn't have the resource. If I asked for cash, they didn't have the cash resource. But if I turned to you, Stuart, and I said, there is a young man who's dying and always dreamed of being on the radio or always dreamed of being a DJ, and now he's approaching the end of his life and recognizing maybe he can never live that dream. But it's something within your means to give, something you can, an experience you could provide him so he could have a sense of fulfilling that dream. It's something you would do in a heartbeat, as anyone would when it's within their means. So I just believed if I was a voice for these wishes, if I was a voice and a conduit and brought people together, they would respond, and they have responded. Inherently, we are all good people. Every human being is a good person and often seeks the opportunity on how they could give. And we have to also make a conscious choice that we're going to be open and aware of those opportunities every day. And again, it could be so simple. It could be simple of walking out and recognizing someone doesn't have a smile, or maybe their head is down, or maybe you feel their anxiety. And you simply say, hello, and how is your day? And you see their head lift, and mm-hmm. it begins right there. And it can extend to walking into a nonprofit or your church or making a larger contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very thankful, certainly, and I want to address how servitude and volunteering supports health and well-being. And in my life, when Tim, my friend, who I began this work with, my partner of 10 years, was dying, and I was helpless in helping him, and suddenly I could listen to his wish and do something about that.
Can I ask what his wish was?
Sure. It was he wanted to see a movie, and the last time that we had gone and seen a movie, Miss Doubtfire, he wanted to see Miss Doubtfire and physically could not make it to the movie theater, and the last time we had gone, he had not been allowed access into the theater because he had brought bottled water, and you couldn't bring bottled water, and he needed bottled water because he was severely dehydrated, and it was a humiliating and painful experience. And when he said he wanted to see Miss Doubtfire because he enjoyed Robin William's humor and zest for living, and that's something he couldn't do. I thought, I'll go after this. I'll find a way that he could see this movie. And it wasn't the dream, and so often the case, it's not the dream. It's about being listened to. It's about someone saying, what you say is important. At this time, you're important. And the studio, 20th Century Fox, sent him a private videotape. And so the gift became strangers acknowledging his life. So in truth, the dream, the wish, seemed very, very simple and maybe and not so profound. But the true gift was profound, right? Because he came back to life. He felt acknowledged as a human being, and I felt empowered with an ability to do something for him. Mm-hmm. And of course, with every dream I listened to, they became more and profound. Many of our dreams are people that want to return home before they pass away, see long lost loved ones, be reunited with family members, bring their children to a special place and have a special trip so that the children can hang on to those memories when they've passed away. And
sometimes it's something like, I want to meet a celebrity or something, right? And I know that you get a great response from even the entertainment industry and things like that, people like that who really get the importance of this and want to participate when they're asked.
We've been well supported in that capacity, and that, again, supports the concept that people will give if given the opportunity that's within their means.
Mm-hmm.
When we approach an individual, a mentor, a celebrity, and say someone wants to meet you or wants to receive a call from you. And again, it's not just about saying hello to that celebrity. It's about being acknowledged at a time you feel very isolated and you mm-hmm. feel that your world is limited to a small room in which you've been fighting for your life every single day. And suddenly those walls are knocked down as the world opens up to you and the world steps in and community comes in. And that is an extraordinary gift of medicine, and a medicine that can't be quantified. It's a medicine of love. It's a medicine of appreciation.
And there's something that you said a number of times that I really want to reinforce, because I think it's so important. So many of us feel so invisible in the world, unlistened to, and very often we grew up in homes where Mom and Dad didn't really listen to us. You know, we were being told what to do instead of respecting our feelings or our opinions or whatever. And a lot of people grew up in homes like that where, well, you're just a kid, what do you know? You know, that sort of thing. And the whole sense of importance that we place on just knowing that we're seen and we're heard, we're acknowledged, we exist, and especially somebody who knows that they're in the process of dying sooner than later, I would think it's so much more important to know before they die and in some sense feel that they won't be existing anymore, that they actually get that connection internally as well as between themselves and somebody else, that yes, you do exist, and your existence has been important and will always be important, and that existence will not die when you die.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the earth angels also, it's as simple as that. Even the children, you know, looking up at an adult and saying, yes, I see you, I acknowledge you, I appreciate you. Or vice versa, an adult being able to do that to a child and put a smile on their face.
I don't believe dying is a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. I believe that the process of dying could be a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that we as human beings have the ability to make that process more mm-hmm. joyful, more comforting.
Right.
And we do that when we fill that process with love. Mm-hmm. And dreams often are, that's what the gift of acknowledging a final dream is. And it has such a rippling effect on the family. And long after the individual has passed away, we receive calls from children who remember that moment with their parent, parents that remember that moment with their children. And it's a medicine that can't be tested and can't have any scientific explanation, but a medicine nonetheless, a medicine that provides resolution.
Mm-hmm.
To see someone fighting for their life and not accepting their death is painful. That hurts. when you can provide a gift that enables someone to say, you know, I lived this dream, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I saw my mom. I visited that forest. I have been acknowledged as a singer. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're ready to let them go. So there's so many ways to
right.
be an earth angel, and I'm grateful for my opportunity in doing that in my work every day.
Well, speaking of angel singing, there's Eva Cassidy, so it's time to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, so please stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Medicine 2K with Dr. Alan Miles is on live every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 4:30 here on KFNX. If you're looking for a talk show covering all areas of medicine, including cutting-edge therapies for the 21st century, you need to listen to Medicine 2K. Dr. Miles is a diplomat of the American Board of Anti-Aging and has practiced as a physician in the Sun City area for more than 20 years. His show will feature world-renowned guests, get the facts straight from the experts. Got a health question? Listen to the Medicine 2K Saturdays from 4 to 4:30 right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
What I learned from video games. If you think you got all the cherries, jump again. There's more. Pick up the Demon Skull in level 2. You'll need it for protection later. Dude, worst case, Power Command B. Jump the monkey.
Teenagers can do more than master video games. Click on WePrevent.org and learn how to make a difference. Tutor, mentor, volunteer. Help change your community and change the way the world sees you. Click on WePrevent.org or call 1-800-722-TEENS.
A message from Corrupt U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
Considering the high divorce rate, the proliferation of sexually oriented images, and imbalances in our personal well-being, I invite you to discover a facet of yourself. This is Star Jasmine, host of Sacred Sexuality, a program where you can hear open, honest discussion of Eastern and Western concepts in sexuality based on my own life experiences. I'm not holding anything back, so open yourself for a personal breakthrough in intimacy. Listen every Wednesday at 9 p.m. to Sacred Sexuality on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking about Earth Angels, or the Society of Earth Angels, which is actually a club we all belong to. Some of us just know that we're members, and others, hopefully this show may instill the awareness that you are a member, and maybe take a look at things that you do that you don't even realize you do throughout your day that is making that kind of impact. And our guest tonight is Tom Rollison, founder of the Dream Foundation. And I know that, Tom, that you know, Tim's death was a result of HIV infection, and that you and I both have traveled the path for many years that was unexpectedly taking us around issues of death and dying at an age where a lot of people weren't dealing with that stuff because of so many friends and loved ones for many years. I'm 15, 20 years now that have died from AIDS and HIV. I will assume that you've been at many more bedsides dealing with HIV than just Tim's. And what's been your experience? You said something earlier about people who choose to struggle as opposed to people who have an easier time with things. And that has to do with struggling with life or having an easy time with it. But it's also about struggling with death and our dying or gracefully accepting and letting the flow be gentle. Have you seen that difference at people's bedsides, and what's the difference you've seen in that when they've struggled or when they've really been graceful about accepting it?
When you say that and you ask me, what immediately comes to mind is an unresolved issue. If there's something in one's life that is unresolved, and that often is contributes greatly to one's denial or one's not accepting their impending death. Death is something we all fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural for us to fear, but we fear that most greatly when we have something unresolved in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And resolving our issues, resolving the baggage that we just carry as human beings and certainly as adults, is critical to making that step to accepting one's next life. The greatest part is we step across that line and we become an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And we become an angel that has the capacity to make a difference. And I hope that addresses what
you're asking. Yeah, it's really actually what you just said is exactly the intention of the title of the show, which is Tell the Truth Faster. The unresolved issues that we carry inside of us make life a struggle, make relationships usually a struggle. And by speaking our truth, by being honest with ourselves, with higher power, with our loved ones and stuff, we're not carrying around that extra weight, and we're not living in a state of fear, and we're not distracted by the unresolved communications, the unresolved feelings. And the sooner we do that, the quicker we tell the truth and attend to those things, the more peaceful life is, and the more complete we are in our life, no matter when illness and or death starts showing up in our lives, the more graceful and the more peaceful that experience is for us too. We have a couple of more minutes before our next break. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about the Dream Foundation that you really want to share? And I will tell people that if they want to get in touch, they could do it on tellthetruthfaster.com. There's a hyperlink to your website, but they can also go directly. What's your website's address?
It's www.dreamfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
Not .com, but .org, which is what sometimes gets people lost. But it's www.dreamfoundation.org, and on our website, we provide an opportunity for people to get involved. We don't have offices nationwide, but we do have hundreds of volunteers nationwide. And you can access our website. You can look at a dream, perhaps even a dream in your community, and you could see how you can contribute to that family or that individual. So we believed, again, people want to help get the word out, find a vehicle to do so. The Internet has been an extraordinary opportunity to rally communities, to network individuals, to bring people together, and we've harnessed that. So www.dreamfoundation.org.
Great. We're going to take another short break here, and I'll come back for some closing thoughts. And say goodnight from one angel to another.
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
It's a question of skill. It's a question of knowledge. It's a question of being prepared for the future. It's the edge you need from Ninth Edge. Ninth Edge provides dynamic learning experiences to give your company the edge in the market to excel ahead of your competitors. Ninth Edge inspires your company to operate at its peak. Team building, creative thinking skills, leadership development, communication skills. These are the types of engaging Ninth Edge learning sessions that are action-oriented and will affect lasting change within your organization. You'll find people working better, faster, and more productively. That translates to a direct impact on your bottom line. It means getting ahead of your competition. Your people are the most important resource of your business. Invest in your people with Ninth Edge. For more information about how Ninth Edge can change the way you do business, call toll-free 877-984-3343 or log on to ninthedge.com. Ninth Edge, learning experiences that animate the mind. This is the edge your company needs now.
Chiropractic care for your pet? If that sounds new to you, then you need to tune into The Well-Adjusted Pet, Tuesdays at 8 a.m. on KFNX. Dr. Laurel McKenzie will host this hour and discuss how chiropractic care can greatly improve the health of your animal. It promotes the strong health of the nervous system and retards degenerative joint disease. If you've got questions, then don't miss The Well-Adjusted Pet, Tuesdays at 8 a.m. only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Well, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And in my final closing minutes here before the end of the show, I want to thank my friend Tom Rollison and really honor and acknowledge the light he's been to so many people in the world, not just through the Dream Foundation, but just his energy, his heart space and his playfulness. And I know he's touched many people, including me. And as far as what this show's been about, there's a lot of talk about guardian angels. And a lot of us think of guardian angels as spirits. And I know that I have many of them. I've had since I was a child, but even in particular, friends that have passed away in the last 20 years, I'm very aware of their presence and their guidance and their support in very spiritual form, but I feel it in my heart. But I think sometimes we underestimate the fact that guardian angels come into our lives who are also in human and physical form constantly, and we're not willing to see it as such. Sometimes we're so blinded and stuck in our own fear and our own sense of lack and limitation and inadequacies and our own internal judgments that we don't realize that somebody's actually showing up to guide us with an answer to a prayer, with an offer of something that we weren't even aware was something we desired or needed. And I think in terms of guardian angels, I would invite anyone that's listening right now to close your eyes and think about the people in your life. Think about the people that maybe even the ones you're struggling with, because maybe those are your guardian angels. Maybe they're the ones that are offering you so many riches in so many ways, and your thoughts about lack of deservability or your inadequacies get in the way of receiving, so you end up in struggle with them. And maybe there are people that are in your life at work, in a certain store that you go into, and just being in their presence, you just have this feeling that something is comfortable. Maybe there's a child in your life that you just love being around. Maybe it makes you uncomfortable because you really don't understand it. But maybe there's just a child somewhere that you know that you just really feel this lightness from. And there's another quote from the book For Love of Angels that's actually from Hebrews 13:2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. It's those angels unawares. I think because we're asleep or our eyes are closed to them. But there are people in our lives, and maybe it's even your therapist, that are here to wake us up, to guide us, to help us see our own truth. And so it's in that space of truth that I wish you all good night, and tune in again next week. And thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.